Assunta Ventresca tells WBFO News the school district is really concerned with improving the health of the school community. The district conducted a youth survey in 2013 on youth risk behavior.
It's created by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It looks at students' behavioral risks, and over 11,000 students took it in 2013, and it gave us a lot of strong data, and it helps drive the work that we do.
What did you find in this?
We found, I think, the most disturbing things is the mental-emotional component, that we have a lot of students who have not only thought about suicide but have attempted suicide and needed medical intervention for suicide attempts, and I think that's very disturbing.
So based on some of the information and the data from your survey, what are you working toward as policies and committees to lift things off the ground for these students?
Well, one of the other disturbing data was that our sexuality of our students higher rates than the state and the nation, early initiation than the states and the nation. So we looked at that. We have a sexual health committee, and we were able to have the district purchased a very strong health and sexual health curriculum that has been implemented. So that was a huge undertaking, and, you know, really happy with the district and the movement there. And now they have a middle school health curriculum that they're training our health teachers on. So that's really a positive.
And parent and student engagement is key.
Oh, you have to have students and parents involved in the whole process. They are the district. They are the people that we serve. And we have to have them involved and engaged in making decisions along with us.
And you talk about handing out condoms to students. Mm-hmm. That could be controversial for some parents and mm-hmm. for some students, depending mm-hmm. on their beliefs. But mm-hmm. tell us the importance of that. And again, the educational background that's mm-hmm. going along with not just handing a student a condom.
Right. And it is a policy that the district is exploring. We did a survey of about over 500 people responded to that. The policy really is, first of all, you're going to have an opportunity to opt out. Parents will have an opportunity to opt out of allowing their students to get condoms at school. The student must have taken the health education course. The nurse is the only place that they're going to get access to them, and the nurse will go over how to use them, whatever. So it isn't a flippant process. But I think it's important for us to have a policy, and the national data shows that condom use or distribution at schools does not increase sexual activity.
Now, unfortunately, a few years back, nurses were cut as mm-hmm. one of the budget cutbacks, but then they were restored. Right. What do they see every day? What are some of the huge gaps and problems they see? I mean, there's always nutrition, health, physical ed.
Well, we have to make sure that everybody's immunized. That's a big component. We monitor immunizations. We make sure people have physicals. If they don't have physicals, certain grade levels, we have a nurse practitioner who provides that. They do vision screening, hearing screening. You know, if you can't see the board or you can't hear what the teacher's saying, we screen students at certain grade levels. The usual, my stomach hurts and all those kind of things they see every day. We have diabetics when I first started, there was only a few insulin-dependent. We have diabetic, insulin-dependent students getting insulin at school every day at every school. There's a lot of medication. Asthma is a huge issue. 1 out of 5 students in our district have been told they have asthma, so they work with those students on educating and what are triggers and a lot of personalized health education.
So many barriers in the way of just them going to school and learning.
Yeah. A lot of research has been done on this, and healthier students are better learners. And that is the focus of our department and our wellness teams and our healthy school communities is our vision. We want to have healthier schools for a healthier community.
Where does the Buffalo Public School District stand on physical education?
Right now, they do not meet physical education at all grade levels. The high schools are pretty good. It's more the lower, I think, K-3 that we're having problems. But, our physical education department has developed some different programs like ACEs. All students exercise simultaneously, and those videos are going to the schools, and teachers are using those to try to beef up the physical education in the classrooms.
What would your goal be for 2015 to accomplish? You've got so much. You showed me a wonderful pie chart of all the different services, mm-hmm. and you have a child in the middle mm-hmm. of that chart.
Well, that's what it's all about. If we have that child, everything should be focused on our students. Everything we do should be focused on our students. So what I would like for 2015 is to make sure that we have our services available, make sure the environment of the school is healthy, that they're getting I know they're getting a lot healthier foods. Bridget O'Brien Wood is fantastic, really working hard with that. More salad bars. She's getting more salad bars in every school. Healthy foods, make sure they're getting their physical activity. And that the social-emotional component, that they're connected to the school. Because that we find if the student is connected to the school, to a teacher, or what, in some way, they'll be more engaged.
Single biggest challenge for you and your staff every day?
Time, I guess. Capacity. We sure could use a couple more people to help with this endeavor.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking
about
the health of our students.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Assunta Vantruska is the Director of Health-Related Services for the Buffalo Public School District. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.